American artillery resumed firing, salvo after salvo. German counterfire became intense. Cries of, "I'm hit!" and shouts for medics could be heard all along the line. Still the advance continued. Men threw grenades and fired their rifles at Germans retreating through the woods. After covering between 800 and 900 meters, Easy Company men refer to this as the 1,000-yard attack, the attackers came to a logging road through the woods. There, most of them halted, but some men penetrated a few meters into the woods on the other side to make certain no Germans were hiding there. Christensen was standing on the road with a few of his 1st Platoon men when suddenly, to the right, there was the most improbable sight. A German soldier on horseback came galloping into view. As the Americans saw him, he saw them. He whirled the horse around and began to retreat. Corporal Hubler quickly got off 3 shots, smiled, and jumped into the air, shouting, "I got him! I got him!" Christensen found himself having the odd thought that he had been hoping the horseman would make his getaway. From over to the left, in the woods across the road, Private Ralph Trapezzano called out, "Hey, Chris, I've got a kraut." Christensen moved down in his direction, went 5 meters past his position, and cut into the woods, holding his M1 ready to fire with safety off. He approached the German from his right side. There stood a very strong-looking SS trooper, camouflage jacket on, submachine gun in his left hand, his arms hanging straight down his side. But his weapon was pointed at Trapp. Trapp was down in a prone position, with his M1 pointed at the Kraut's chest. There wasn't a hint of fear on the SS trooper's face. Christensen pointed his M1 at the German's chest and told him, in his high school German, to drop his weapon. The German looked in Christensen's eyes and saw he meant to shoot, looked at his rifle and sensed that Christensen was taking up the slack on his trigger. He dropped his submachine gun and raised his hands. Christensen told Trapezzano, "The next time you are confronted with an arrogant son of a bitch like this, shoot the bastard." So far, Easy had been lucky. To its right, the 501st had been attacked while it was attacking. The 26th SS Panzer Grenadier Regiment of the 12th SS Division, Hitlerjugend, hit with tanks, artillery, and infantry, inflicting heavy loss. On Easy's left flank, tanks and infantry from the 9th SS Division hit the other companies of the 502nd. But in Easy's sector, things were relatively quiet. Darkness was coming on. The word went down the line to dig in. The men were harassed by sporadic machine gun fire and occasional artillery bursts, which prompted them to cut branches from the nearest source to cover their foxholes.